brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us for this live edition of Real Talk Radio. It is already the middle of the week. Hard to believe that. We have a surprise guest joining us later in the broadcast in studio. I'll just leave it at that at 1 o'clock today. Surprise guest in studio today. I will just leave it at that. And then in the fourth hour, we have presidential candidate on the Constitution Party popping in for a 30-minute visit, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, coming on in about 3 hours from now. But we do have a surprise guest coming up in about an hour and 58 minutes in studio. And it should be interesting and very lively. I'll just leave it at that, and you can find out when that takes place in 2 hours. A lot of important news to cover in this live edition today. Largest naval deployment since 1991 heads for the Persian Gulf. We're breaking that down. Ceasefire in Georgia dashes neocon predictions of Russian expansion in the region. Obama advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, compares Putin to Hitler. That's the London Guardian. EU may send peacekeepers to enforce ceasefire in South Ossetia, whether Russia likes it or not. Russia's massive naval force opposite Georgia's third sensitive region, Ajaria. Oil rises for the first time in 4 days as dollar weakens. As much as I'd love to believe people that are saying the dollar's going to come back up, I've seen this over and over again the last 6-7 years. The dollar goes down 3-4 cents, and then it goes up a penny, and then it goes down 3 or 4 cents, then it goes up a penny, or it goes up a penny or two, and then it goes down 5 cents. But on the long-term graph, it's going straight down. And they tell you that the dollar is going to come back, and they tell you that oil prices are going to go down. And I've been predicting all summer that at the end of the summer, oil prices would go down, but then hit an all-time high yet again next summer. That's what it's been doing for the last 6+ years, every year. And the basic market fundamentals show that the dollar is going down the crapper, as they say. I hope that something can change that, but the laws of the market say it won't. And big investment firms and sovereign wealth firms, funds, are moving out of the dollar, out of the United States. So there's the facts there. Oil rises for the first time in 4 days as dollar weakens. FCC commissioner, we have a video clip of this, fairness doctrine could lead to government regulation of the Internet. If that isn't, if all the other attacks on free speech aren't bad enough, and the flotilla, the arsenal, the legion of attacks on the Internet, the concerted attacks to shut it down and butcher it and regulate it and tax it, is enough. Here comes the fairness doctrine. You got to love that Orwellian term. Destroys the First Amendment, but they call it fair. It's you're for the Patriot Act, aren't you? You're for Homeland Security. Total insecurity with a nightmare federal international police force. Speaking of that, New York City proposes massive public snooping system. This is from CBS News. Now let me be clear here. They're just introducing this to you. New York's had this in place since before 9/11, the license plate reading systems. The states, through federalism, through federal funding since 1999, have had license plate reading cameras up. They're just now telling the slaves as well. So we'll go into this total grid, tracking every person that enters New York City like it's another country, with airport-style security entering. And all emails, all text messages, not just to be read by federal government, by local governments, we'll cover that too. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is Wednesday, the 13th day. Already getting into the middle of August. Running back through the headlines, I had gotten to the point of snooper chatter to check texts and emails. Local governments, health authorities, and hundreds of other public bodies are to be given the power to access details of everyone's personal text, emails, and internet use under Home Office proposals published yesterday. This is England, but this is already happening here in the United States, but it's done in upgrades. The feds, in the name of Y2K, built federal command bunkers all over Europe. And I say feds, the global federal government, and that's what it is, the world federalist system. The same names, the same programs. It's all standardized. England, Germany, the United States, China, Japan. And we're going to be going over that for you today and how this works. They put in these fusion centers, these emergency management centers. And they move in the National Guard, local police, the state, everybody there, bivouac as a military sentinel over each city in the United States. We are a declared war zone occupied by the international government. NORTHCOM's stated job is to carry out suppression of the people of the United States, and that's now public in PDD 51, John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It's all there, and we've had top scholars, former CIA analysts, former White House historians, constitutional lawyers, all on to tell you that. It is not a joke. It is not a game. and they're putting this in place because they're going to hurt you real bad. They're going to force deadly vaccines on you, more drugs in the water supply, more forced medication to the water supply, more eugenics programs, more economic destruction. They're going to force people to have their children in school more than 8 hours a day, government school, outlawing homeschooling is already happening in multiple states, forced inoculations. This is hell world, and the grid is almost in place. You will see it all happen. You will watch it all unfold. Unless we wake up and say no. Some of the other interesting news. Scientists stopped the aging process, ABC News. Scientists have stopped the aging process in an entire organ for the first time, a study released today says. So that's some of what we'll also be going over. Let me go ahead and get into military news in detail first for you. Largest naval deployment since 1991 heads for the Persian Gulf. Kuwait activates emergency war plans as three U.S. warships steam towards Iran, with each ship with its auxiliary ships. They're going to have now five naval task forces there in the region. Unbelievable. That's the biggest since 1990 buildup during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. The latest naval development is the largest since 1991, is unfolding as no less than three U.S. warships make their way towards the Persian Gulf, and what observers are calling an unprecedented buildup, while Kuwait has activated its highest alert in anticipation of a potential attack on Iran. Now, they had to have the police-stated measure first here in the United States, England, and Canada, and other areas in the global empire in case we don't like it. Doesn't matter if 80-plus percent of us in every poll don't want a war. They say, look, you don't run the country anymore. You just supply the young men for the meat grinder. You just pay the bills for the wars. Shut up, slaves! Just have it come into realization who we are so we can get our freedom back. But this illusion that we've got this freedom, all we've got freedom to do is shoot our mouths off against it, and they're now trying to shut that down, covering that later. According to reports, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, the USS Ronald Reagan, the USS Iwo Jima are steaming towards the Middle East waters to reinforce the USS Abraham Lincoln and the USS Peleliu, which are already in the region. They will be joined by a British Royal Navy carrier battle group and a French nuclear hunter-killer submarine group. The maneuvers represent the largest movement of warships into the region since the 1991 Gulf War and come just a week after Operation Brimstone, a drill which saw more than a dozen warships from the U.S., British, and French naval forces conducting war games in the Atlantic Ocean in preparation for a possible confrontation with Iran. They said that's what the drill was for. The development has fueled rumors that Georgia's sneak attack on Russia in South Ossetia, backed by U.S. and Israeli forces, was a shot across the bow to warn Russia against interfering in a strike on Iran, which could be imminent. Kuwait has activated its highest priority emergency war plan in response to the naval deployment. Kuwait was caught by the surprise last time when Iraq troops invaded the small emirate and routed the Kuwaiti army in just a few hours. A former U.S. diplomat told the Middle East Times. The Israeli news source, Debka File, speculates that the U.S. naval development could have five alternative implications. Let me briefly go through those five, what they're saying. They love to brag what they're doing, so it's pretty accurate from Debka. The U.S., aided also by France, Britain, and Canada, is finalizing preparations for a partial naval blockade to deny Iran imports of benzene and other refined oil products. This action would indicate that the Bush administration has thrown in the towel on stiff United Nations sanctions and decided to take matters into its own hands. Iran, which imports 40% of its refined fuel products from Gulf neighbors, this is number two, will retaliate for the embargo by shutting the Strait of Hormuz oil route choke point, in which case the U.S. Naval and Air Forces stand ready to reopen the strait and fight back any Iranian attempt to break through the blockade. That means the ships, U.S. ships and coalition ships, coalition of the wicked, will have to move in to that, what is it, just 30, 40 miles across. The Iranians have more than 11,000 sunburns, which sunburn emplacements, hundreds of sunburn emplacements with over 11,000 in place, which they've shown the media. the sunburns will fly, of course, at treetop level over the water, and will blow the living daylights out of all of the ships, all of the coalition ships. This is unbelievable. Washington is developing forces as a backup for possible Israeli military attack on Iran's nuclear installations. 4, a potential rush of events in which U.S.-led blockade Israel attack on Iranian reprisals pile up in a very short time and precipitate a major military crisis. We just had the biggest military crisis, the highest level escalation that we've had since 1961. Every top expert's been all over TV, you know, all over print saying, yes, what happened with Russia this last week and this week, with them moving nukes in and this clash in Georgia and the sneak attack on the Russian forces, is the biggest escalation since 61. And I believe even bigger than that. Yes, the U.S. snuck attack through its client state, Georgia. And, of course, Israel's there commanding the military forces. The head of their defense agency is an Israeli. Their head of the foreign service, the foreign minister of Georgia, is an Israeli. It's unbelievable what Israel, the United States, and England are doing. It is unprecedented. While a massive deployment of this nature calls for long-planned, its occurrence at the time cannot be divorced from the flare-up of the Caucasian war between Russia and Georgia. While Russia has strengthened its stake in the Caspian oil resources by its overwhelming military intervention against Georgia, the Americans are investing might in defending the primary Persian Gulf oil sources of the West and the Far East. So that's where we stand on that front. Meanwhile, ceasefire in Georgia dashes neocon predictions of Russian expansion in the region. Crystal, Krauthammer, Bolton, Cheney, they've all been in the New York Times and on Fox News and everywhere else saying Russia's going to take all of Georgia. Russia's going to attack Ukraine. We've got to move U.S. military forces in there to engage them. Engage the Russians? Georgia is like Texas, and they lost Texas, which had been part of their country for hundreds of years. In fact, it's been in there longer than Texas has been part of the U.S. They lost it in 91. They lost a lot of other satellites that they didn't deserve or didn't belong to them, like the Czech Republic, Czech proper, both parts. Ukraine, to a certain extent, Russia, was part of the old Russian Empire, but you could say it deserved to break away. But Georgia, and then Georgia snuck attack when the Russians collapsed in 91, started slaughtering the ethnic Russians by the tens of thousands, so the UN moved in. And Russians went into the two purely Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and Ossetia. And they were snuck attack after, I don't know, they've been there since 92. How many years is that? 8 years and 8 years. 16 years. 16 years in Ossetia and surrounding areas, and they're snuck attack Thursday night by U.S.-backed forces with U.S. trainers leading them and Israeli commanders. They attack it. The Russians have an incredibly moderate response and push the forces out, destroy them, regrouping, and pull back. It's just amazing. And now, well, let's go ahead and when we come back from break, I'm going to play this clip. This is from C-SPAN and Fox News, Bolton and Krauthammer, running around, lying, exaggerating, saying Russia was going to invade all these other countries, saying troops need to be moved in, U.S. troops into Ukraine to face down the Russians. One of the oldest parts of the ancient Russian Empire that held back the Muslims is Serbia, where three major battles over a 200-plus year period were won, where tens of thousands of Slavs died. Orthodox Christians defeating the Muslims trying to take over Europe. And even before that, when there were Mongolian invasions, they beat them right there in Serbia, right there in Kosovo. That is the holy battleground for them. U.S. came in, blew the hell out of them with Muslim terrorists, handed it over to the Muslims in Albania. The Russians saw that. The globalists have encircled Russia. They're trying to launch more attacks.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of... like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system clean. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Do you ever suffer from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Welcome back. Let's go ahead and play this little compilation of clips from Fox and C-SPAN. There's two top neocons, Crownhammer and Bolton, shoot their mouths off and try to escalate the crisis with Russia. Here it is.
What do you think that Russia is up to right now in Georgia?
Well, I think this is the first step possibly in Putin's effort to recreate the Soviet Union. You know, he called the collapse of the Soviet Union the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. And frankly, that's one reason I'm disturbed at the administration's kind of laid-back response, because as important as Georgia is, if this is simply a part of a bigger picture, there's a lot more at stake.
Russians are advancing. There's nothing that will stop them. We're not going to go to war over Georgia. We were unprepared, and the Georgians were unprepared. The question is, what can we do? The battle will end when the Russians achieve whatever is their objective. Obviously, it starts with the taking over of South Ossetia and Abkhazia, which has already happened. It goes on to the destruction of the Georgian armed forces, which is now happening. And the third will probably be the replacement of the elected government, which is pro-Western, with a puppet government, which will probably follow in the next week or two. There's nothing that we can do now short of a military attack that would reverse that, but what we can do is to put sanctions on the Russians, which might induce them over time to undo a few of these steps. And the first would be immediately to declare that we are going to protect Ukraine, which is the next step. Ukraine is the big prize here. Perhaps station the troops and perhaps begin an admission process of Ukraine into NATO.
Now, what they're doing is, the West is the same elite that's enslaving us, has launched a provocative sneak attack on the Russians, lied to the dumbed-down population and told them that Russia, out of the clear blue, just attacked Georgia for no reason, and claimed that Russia violated international law, when in truth, the United States, Israel, and NATO, with a sneak attack, violated international law. That was an international zone. Russia was following the treaty. A treaty was violated in a sneak attack, as dastardly as it gets. But they know the public doesn't know which end is up or even what continent they live on. The public doesn't have any idea on average. No idea about anything, how anything works. And so they can lie and say this. Russia has now stopped. They are saying they're not going to allow any weapons to be shipped in from Israel or NATO for a counterattack against them after they've already repulsed one attack. Meanwhile, they're moving missile systems, radar. There are thousands of U.S. troops currently in Ukraine. They've been there for at least 7 years. There is a massive buildup. Russia's saying, stop it. And there are several Russian enclaves on the border with Russia there as well. And look for the West to start another fight there and then say, oh, my God, we snuck attacked the Russians again, and they had a reserved response to us and only defended themselves. How dare them? How dare them fight back when they're snuck attacked? And you're going to see that with Iran. If they attack Iran the next few months, which it looks like they may be planning to do, I pray it doesn't happen. Then when Iran fights back in any way, if they shoot a peace shooter or a slingshot rock back at any of these missiles or munitions being dropped on them, it will be, oh, my God, Iran snuck attack. Won't matter if the U.S. is bombarding them for a week before they respond. They'll just tell the public, we did nothing, and they attacked. And the public will say, my God, Iran attacked us. I mean, that is the dumbed-down nature of this population. It is just off the charts, hard to believe how bamboozled the public is, how completely buffaloed they are by any level of ridiculous garbage out of the New World Order crowd, the Anglo-American World Empire, which we pay for, which our name's destroyed by, which our dollar is based on and now being debased and destroyed. Amazing. Absolutely amazing to see them getting... I keep saying amazing because I am speechless. Meanwhile, the neocons now love international law. Story up on Infowars.com from Consortium News. It's touching how American neoconservatives have had no regard for international law when they want to invade some troublesome country, have developed a sudden reverence for national sovereignty. Apparently, context is everything. So the United States attacking Grenada, Nicaragua, Panama, Iraq, and Serbia is justified, even if the reasons sometimes don't hold water or don't hold up before the United Nations, the Hague, or institutions of international law. However, when Russia attacks Georgia in a border dispute over Georgia's determination to throttle secession movements in two semi-autonomous regions, everyone must agree that Georgia's sovereignty is sacrosanct and Russia must be condemned. U.S. newspapers, it's the New York Times, see nothing bad about publishing a sentiment from George W. Bush declaring that Georgia is a sovereign nation and its territorial integrity must be respected. No one points out that Bush should have zero standing enunciating such a principle.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Touching how American neoconservatives who have no regard for international law when they want to invade some troublesome country have developed a sudden reverence for national sovereignty. U.S. newspapers such as the New York Times see nothing wrong with publishing a statement from President George Bush declaring that Georgia is a sovereign nation, and its territorial integrity must be respected. No one points out that Bush should have zero standing enunciating such a principle. Iraq also was a sovereign nation, but Bush invaded it under false pretenses, demolished its army, overthrew its government, and then conducted a lengthy military occupation resulting in hundreds of thousands of deaths. And I would add, our criminal government put Saddam into power and then set him up to invade Kuwait and attack Iran and everything else, so that's it's even worse. And carried out a lengthy military operation that resulted in hundreds of thousands of dead. The invasion of Iraq also wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision. In the months after the 9/11 attacks, Bush proclaimed an exceptional right of the United States to invade any country that might become a threat to American security or the U.S. global dominance. Remember all the speeches he gave. When asked questions about international law, Bush would joke and say, international law, I better call my lawyer. The neocons' contempt for international law goes back even further. And then they list all of that. I mean, think about it. They go in, they set up the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, they carry out the 9/11 attacks, and they claim that Afghanistan did. The Taliban chiefs were trying to hand over the subgroup of Taliban that they said, hey, is your own intelligence operatives. Instead, they arrested the real Taliban and then flew the U.S. Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety, 6,000 of them to Pakistan, in the airlift of evil. Just like a few weeks ago it came out in mainstream news that Seattle Times, Miami Herald, that bin Laden's driver, it was actually a right-hand, not his driver, who they burned and turned out, got what's getting 6 months in jail as he did nothing. They kept him, but his bodyguard, who was actually doing things and running things, he got to Guantanamo, the special forces grabbed him doing their job, and then he was released in 1 week secretly. Because real Al-Qaeda is run by the New World Order. All right. Getting into other military news. China welcomes Russia's announcement of ceasefire in South Ossetia. China said today it welcomed Russia's announcement to end military operation in Georgia's South Ossetia. China welcomes this and hopes that the move can help peacefully resolve disputes through dialogues and realize peace and stability in the region, said China's foreign minister. Getting into other Russia, Georgia, U.S., Israel news, NATO news, Obama advisor compares Putin to Hitler. And I have to say that in the discussion we had Friday with Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Roberts is a great guy, and we appreciate his input. Roberts was saying, well, no, Brigham Brzezinski isn't involved in any of this. Now, this is the neocons, and Bob Chapman, rightfully so, Webster Tarpley, have said, no, this is the policy directive by the big Rothschild elite, basically out of England, to encircle and attack Russia. And the neocons now are becoming more and more backseaters. Obama advisor compares Putin to Hitler, and this is the London Guardian today, illustrating that. It is Brzezinski driving much of this. The former U.S. National Security Advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, has called for the world community to isolate Russia in protest over its campaign in the Caucasus, likening its tactics to those of Hitler or Stalin. Brzezinski, who was the National Security Advisor under President Jimmy Carter, and is now an advisor, Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, said the Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin was following a course that is horrifyingly similar to that taken by Stalin and Hitler in the 1930s. Really, I thought it was Stalin and Hitler sneak attacking people, not the other way around. Russia attacked no one. He said that Putin's justification for splitting up Georgia because of the Russian citizens living in South Ossetia could be compared to when Hitler used the alleged suffering of ethnic Germans in the Sudetenland as a pretext of annexing Czechoslovakia in 1938. Well, they have not annexed anything. The Russians have always been in Ossetia and Abkhazia and other areas. The Russians were attacked. Georgia has historically been part of Russia. I'm surprised to secure their flank. Russia didn't go in to Tbilisi and take over the capital and throw out the puppet. In an interview with the conservative daily German Die Welt, he said, even more striking were the parallels between Putin's strategy against Georgia and Stalin's invasion of Finland in 1939, describing both as undermining of the sovereignty of a small democratic neighboring state through the use of violence. Hey, who used violence first? Georgia is, to the extent, what Finland of today, both morally and strategically. That's not true. Georgia is totally tied to Russia historically. Finland isn't, except in trade. They're in the North Sea. So just more incredible propaganda. EU may send peacekeepers to enforce ceasefire in South Ossetia. European Union could send peacekeepers to the breakaway region of South Ossetia, I guess to back up more sneak attacks against the Russians, to help enforce a ceasefire between Russia and Georgia. EU foreign ministers announced support for the plan to send peacekeepers as an emergency meeting in Brussels today. Russia has stopped their advance. They wiped out the military forces that attacked them. When they tried to regroup just 10 miles south of Ossetia, they attacked them while the Georgians were still launching rocket attacks. The Irish Development Minister, Peter Power, said the EU is ready to engage, including on the ground, to support the efforts of the United Nations on the OSCE, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And that's the real bankruptcy arm that grew out of the Marshall Plan with the Germans. And if you really want to know who manages things and sets international treaties and who's more powerful than the IMF and World Bank and sits above those, it is the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, I would add. He added the details of the EU peacekeeping plan would be discussed at a meeting next month. So, you see, they were having trouble getting Georgia into NATO. Now they're saying, well, those hopes are dashed. But really, by fiat, it is becoming part of NATO and a NATO state. Just like they had the Muslims out of Albania for several years attack the Serbs till they repulsed their attack in Serbia proper. That's what Kosovo was. Then the United Nations and NATO forces took over, forcibly removed the Serbian security forces, built up armaments in the country, and began ethnic cleansing against Serbs and forced them out of the country, which has now totally fallen last year to the Muslims and been recognized and now a part of Albania. Think about that. They are stealing countries. They are taking over nations. They are bringing Muslims in while they talk all day about giving up your rights because the evil Muslims are going to get you any minute. Meanwhile, every time we turn around, they're using Muslim shock forces to take over Afghanistan, to take over Iran, to take over Serbia and Kosovo, to take over different sectors in the south of Georgia. This is an absorption. Just like Israel helped create Hamas in the 1970s as a, quote, this is mainstream Israeli news, as a counterweight to Hezbollah, playing the Shiites and Sunnis off against each other. The plan is total balkanization, including here in the United States, with the Southwest being handed over to Mexican nationals. You see the same program over and over again. You're getting deep analysis here, ladies and gentlemen. That is a horrible escalation to move in NATO and EU troops. By the way, the Russians knew an attack was coming because they had NATO and UN troops who the day before started disappearing from the different security bases in South Ossetia and the other breakaway republic bordering Russia in the north of Georgia. That's why Russian troops were able to mass on the border knowing an attack was coming in the next days or weeks. Hey, where are the UN guys? Hey, where are the... There were Georgian peacekeepers mixed in with them. Well, where are they? Where did everybody go? Incoming rocket attacks! Massive, you know, 10,000-man attack force just moving in with huge self-propelled rocket batteries, tanks, helicopters, fighter jets led by U.S. and Israeli forces. Smashing in, mass murdering thousands. A dastardly, wicked... I mean, the history of warfare, sneak attacks are just... And not a sneak attack once a war is already going. But a sneak attack, not even a sneak attack during a truce, just a sneak attack. And I've got people on the Infowars.com message board, essentially people posting on the stories as the message board, and on the Prison Planet message board saying we're lying and that Russia attacked Georgia out of the blue. And I had a caller yesterday who I recognize as a routine caller who supposedly likes the show saying, you know, the domino effect, the Russians attacked, they're taking over. Alex, you're siding with the commies. The commies? What is our government? All these hundreds of new taxes and regulations and face-scanning cameras and black uniforms and all. I mean, this is a bunch of bull. Russia isn't attacking the United States. It's not attacking our interest. It wants to sell technology and oil and raw materials to us. I mean, I study this. I bring the top experts, liberal, conservative, libertarian, White House, CIA, foreign, Nobel Prize winners. We have real discussions here. Okay, coming up, economic news. Oil rises for the first time in 4 days as dollar weakens. FCC commissioner fairness doctrine could lead to government regulation of the web. That's the FCC chairman on video. That's coming up. I don't want to hear any more denials about this. I'm tired of it. Stop. You know, we play that CNN clip where they've declared martial law in a town, and so you can't come out of your house even during the day. And people are on the comment section saying, Alex, you know, they say martial law in the piece, but you're misrepresenting it and saying it's bad. You know, they're just trying to give people safety. Oh, my God. But speaking of the police state, let's shift gears. Now, starting 11 years ago, because I'm in Austin, kind of the Silicon Valley of the Texas Hill Country. And so a lot of the planners live here. It's also the capital, so we get a lot of state news from the second most populous state and the second geographically largest state, after Alaska. And so we get sent videos from inside DPS. We air it on Access. 8 years ago, where the guy shot video of the computer screens. I already knew it from federal documents. It was already been announced in international agreements. It's already a world ID, but I had the video inside where on the inside of the computer systems, your driver's license is now called a universal ID number, a quote, national ID card. And I showed that to you. See, now they're just now getting around to announcing it's a national ID card this year. When we already have a world ID card since 2000, a national ID card under executive order since 93. Your local driver's license and ID cards are federal. Now they're international. See, once it's federalized, then it can be internationalized. Called mutualization. Oh, boy. Mutualization. So, all of this is unfolding and happening. And so let me just tell you, I learned, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago, before it was ever even in industry publications, and it was in industry publications 9 years ago, that the cameras they were putting up all over the country were hooked into FEMA, hooked into Northcom, was already set up at the time, though not publicly, and they were watching everyone in live time and scanning all of your license plates in real time, and they were going to introduce it to the public as, quote, local traffic management through the local emergency center, but that was really a federalization center, and I told you. And then I remember 8 years ago, the first town announced in Florida, every car that drives through our city, we run your plates. You're guilty until proven innocent. It violates the Fourth Amendment. They do it. And then they announced, oh, the state of Indiana's doing it 7 years ago, and, oh, San Antonio's doing it 6 years ago, and, oh, Houston and New York and Dallas and just hundreds of articles. And then it's in Matrix of Evil 6 years ago. The governor of Wisconsin says, oh, we put in local federal emergency centers, and we're tracking all your cell phones in real time down to a few feet of where you're at, and we can dial in and listen to your phone in case you're in trouble, and the police can just dial in your name and pull this up. So that was the first thing to implement. See, they put in the computer systems the federal centers the cops go to and the local managers go to, and then they give them upgrades. Oh, there's this new upgrade. It was already all in place. They just, oh, you got a new upgrade this week. You know, you only use this in emergency, but you dial up wherever Alex Jones is. You want to see where Alex Jones is, enter his name, driver's license number, and then it pops up on a screen. That's where his cell phone is. Now, we've got a threat matrix here of all of his relationships. You want to see where his wife is. Well, you can see a list and punch in this number, and then it pulls up where all of his relations are. You want to see where his father is, the dentist. Well, you can see that's, you know, his first of kin is in red. His next level of kin is in blue. Then business relations are in green. I mean, this is what they do. And just, oh, let's see where Alex Jones is. Alex Jones. Well, this is only in the technocrats in the police departments merging with the National Guard, merging, they'll have a CIA officer in major cities, liaisoning, and they're all there being federalized. And right next door in the other wing of the building is National Guard bivouacked. Do you understand the magnitude of this Pentagon design control grid? I mean, the MIT Magazine 2 years ago admitted, yes, it's Pentagon design. This is a total control grid, a theater of operations. No Fourth Amendment, nothing. Now, let's expand into England. They just calmly announce every day, oh, we're tracking your cell phone everywhere you go in live time, just like they're doing here. Oh, we're going ahead and randomly dialing in and listening to your phone. Now it's all over England, all over Europe. Snoopers chatter to check text and emails, hundreds of public bodies, access personal details, home office measures driven by EU directives. See, it's all regionalized. Local councils, that's local government. Health authorities and hundreds of other public bodies are now to be given the power to access details of everyone's personal text messages. You see, they're in your phone. They hit one button, that no warrant, no nothing. Folks, this is why they had to have Congress pass a law saying no warrant snooping. This is total tyranny. And they're doing this so they can move militarily against us, and we can't stop them.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One credit counseling agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981. And find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981. 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
I'm stuck in New World Order prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train,
keeps rolling
on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby,
my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns.
But I shot a man in Reno
just to watch him. When I hear that whistle blowing,
I hang my head and cry. Local governments, Health authorities, hundreds of other public bodies are to be given the power to access details of everyone's personal text, emails, internet use under home office proposals published yesterday. Now, you actually read, they're already doing it for many years in England. Just like when they had a, quote, Health Care Privacy Act in 2004, what it actually did was all of your health care data, all of your information, any pharmacy that ever takes any Medicare or Medicaid, not just from you, but from anybody, so basically everyone, that's where Ron Paul's office practice doesn't take it when he was doing it, is instantly uploaded to the federal government. No judge, no jury, no warrant. Just like the know-your-customer stuff with banking, everything, the government's in your bank account. And, of course, they're stealing. There's a lot of crooks in government. That's why there's so much. Most of your identity theft is government stealing. In some cases, it's come out millions of names. They sell them to foreign crime groups who then steal your information, steal credit card information, and then buy things with it. It's just a criminal government. The whole government's built for criminals to rob you. And the same thing happening in England is happening here. Ministers want to make it mandatory for telephone and internet companies to keep details of all personal internet traffic for 12 months at least so it can be accessed by investigators into crime or other threats to public safety. They will have instant access to all of it in real time, and it just goes on. That's under the EU Constitution, which England's already under following the orders. It's like we're under the NAU, but they won't tell you that. Let's go ahead and play part of the CBS News piece. New York City police propose massive public snooping system. It's already in. And notice how they just say, oh, they'll keep your data. No, they're lifetime scanning it, and it's all federal. Remember when you heard 5 years ago that, oh, $3 billion in new camera systems by the feds for New York, $2 billion for Boston, $600-something million for Dallas, $500-something million for San Antonio. Remember hearing all that? Oh, tens of millions for new microphones, gunshot detectors, which are microphones. You actually read the federal grant for Austin. And your local police departments are being turned into intelligence agencies. Here's the New York CBS piece introducing you that it's escape from New York, that New York is to be a total control grid prison with every person entering being scanned and databased. Here it is.
NYPD is reportedly working on a plan to track every vehicle that enters Manhattan. Operation Sentinel is aimed at preventing terror attacks. CBS 2's Deborah Garcia has more live from Lower Manhattan. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Kate. That's right. Operation Sentinel is aimed at preventing another terror attack. With the use of cameras and radiation sensors, police reportedly plan to track anyone or anything suspicious entering Manhattan.
The New York Police Department reportedly wants to photograph the license plates of every vehicle coming into Manhattan and keep the image and information in a database. The plan is all part of Operation Sentinel and is detailed in today's New York Times. The proposal is part of a multi-million-dollar plan to secure Lower Manhattan. It includes cameras, license plate readers, and radiation detectors. They would be set up at seven vehicle crossings, the Brooklyn Battery, Holland, Lincoln, and Queens Midtown Tunnels, also the George Washington, Henry Hudson, and Triborough Bridges, and also smaller bridges like the Willis Avenue and Macomb's Dam Bridges. It is unclear exactly when Operation Sentinel would be
completed. Okay, let me tell you when it's clear. It's already in place. And it costs billions, not millions, and it's a scanner. Here we go.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.